The RCMP in Alberta is investigating a criminal negligence complaint from a woman whose dad died from COVID-19, contracted at a Cargill meat plant infected with the virus. I met up with lawyer at Rogers Rogers Moise in St. John's, Cletus Flaherty, to talk about some of the legal issues surrounding COVID-19 and the workplace. First, I asked him if criminal action like this was relatively rare.
In this type of a case, it definitely would be rare. I'm unaware of any criminal negligence investigation being performed into an employer or workplace where it deals with an illness or a communicable disease. So these types of criminal negligence investigations typically concern physical accidents where someone dies at work. You can see what happened to them. So this is quite rare.
Cargill is also facing a proposed class action lawsuit for not doing enough to protect its employees. So what obligation does an employer have to ensure that you are protected against COVID-19?
Well, there are a couple of primary obligations that employers do have. For instance, under Section 217.1 of the Criminal Code, there is a duty to essentially protect or to take reasonable steps to protect your employees from bodily harm. And of course, under occupational health and safety legislation, there is also a duty to take the steps necessary, reasonable steps necessary, in which to protect your employees. I mean, once again, this coronavirus situation is completely unique. There's no employer or employer representative in Canada, anyways, who's had to deal with anything really on this scale. So, you know, for a while there was a bit of a learning curve for everyone involved, employers and workers alike.
What about if you have concerns about bringing COVID home to your family? Are you able to refuse work?
So, under occupational health and safety legislation, you're able to refuse work. Well, first off, you have to actually be at work, so you just can't say I'm not showing up to work today. And you need to have reasonable grounds in which to base your refusal. From reports across Canada, it appears that the vast majority of refusals to work due to COVID concerns have essentially been denied. So there is no case that I'm aware of where anyone's been able to refuse work because they are concerned of the chance that they might get infected at the workplace and therefore bring it home.
Now, the COVID-19 vaccine rollout has been a big topic of conversation as the rollout continues amid case numbers rising in many parts of the country. I asked Flaherty if an employer has the right to insist a worker gets a COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, Ben, there is debate in the legal community about the limits of an employer's ability to require their employees to take a COVID vaccination. There have been no reported decisions on an employer's right to require their employees to take a COVID-19 shot. However, there have been arbitration decisions where employer policies mandating influenza vaccinations have been upheld. So based upon the circumstances of, in particular, a unionized workplace, an employer may be able to make the case that their safety interests outweighs a worker's privacy interests as protected by the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. An employer would likely have to show in that situation, though, that there are less intrusive precautions or inadequate. To top it all off, employers have to be mindful of human rights obligations, as some employees may be able to object to vaccinations based upon religious or medical grounds. I mean, it's a real minefield for employers and employees alike. Finally, though, what I would say, and with respect to non-unionized workplaces, is I do not believe at this point that an employee who declines a COVID vaccination could be terminated for cause. But as always, that's subject to their employment contract and what that has to say.
Now, what labor issues has the pandemic kind of brought to the forefront? What are your clients or potential clients asking you?
I think you nailed the first one, which was, you know, what are the obligations of my employer with respect to the safety measures that take place at work? Can I refuse work? I think the largest issue beyond necessarily the unionized context and more in the non-unionized context is situations where employees have been laid off or terminated. When we have gone to SAT pay in lieu of notice, many employers are coming back stating that they have no obligation to provide pay in lieu of notice because the contract is frustrated. What that means is that the doctrine of frustration is a common law doctrine which essentially allows for an employer to escape from its obligations because the employment contract is impossible to perform in the situation where it's no fault of either party, either the employee or employer. From my perspective, I believe that employers are trying to use this doctrine to escape their notice obligations a little more than what they should, and I don't think that the vast majority of these frustration claims will be successful.